Okay, Ollie, a 1-1 draw last Friday night sets things up nicely for this weekend, although some would suggest this tie is very much wide open.
Yeah, absolutely. I think anybody would suggest to anyone that was in Drogheda on Friday night, players and supporters and Sheta alike from both sides, you know, this game is wide open. And, you know, while we got a good result on paper, you know, our performance, I won't say didn't merit it, but we have to be better to try and compete on Friday night, because we're hanging on in the last 20 minutes up there, Friday gone. And that won't be good enough to try and progress to a final of the playoff, Chairman.
Yeah, and you did say that Harps looked more like the team that had played for 120 minutes in their previous game rather than draw.
Yeah, like Drogheda were a credit, and they'd be quite happy, you know, the fact that they have a full week to recover and to get refreshed and go at it. We looked like the team that had played in Talca Park for 120 minutes, put it that way to you. And that's huge credit to Drogheda. Massive credit to them. They're a good side and are very much together and up at it. But at the same time, you know, we've gone now 11 games without defeat in the first division. I mean, the only game we lost since the break was the cup game in Dundalk, and there's not a whole lot of shame in that. Now, we looked like we were going to get turned over on Friday night, and to be fair, though, the sheer stubbornness more than anything, we got back in. But we have to get better to try and stay in this game on Friday night, because I think Drogheda would feel that they should have won it on Friday last, and that's them coming off the back of two games and extra time and penalties.
Yeah, and games between Drogheda and Harps this season, they've all been pretty close.
Absolutely, we play four games, there's nothing in it. Like, you know, it's funny enough that the games that we won probably should have gone the other way. Maybe the games that they won, or even the game of Friday night, should have gone their way, to put it that way to you. There's nothing in it, and there'll be nothing in it on Friday night if we play well. If we don't play and don't improve from last Friday, then we're in big bother. But you know, we're hoping that the 3 weeks off is what caused some of it, although only time will tell, and that might be taken a little bit away from Drogheda, who are a good side.
Right. Gareth Harkin had to come off because of injury early in the second half, Ollie, so you probably will have to change things for this weekend.
Yeah, Gareth is out for Friday, and we'd have to change things anyway, although not Gareth, put it that way too. We'll have to look at our shape to see do we need to change our shape. We need to change personnel. We need to, I don't know, is freshen it up the right word, because we haven't played in a month, you know, before that, since Kevin Teeley. You know, we're kind of whopping. We were going half well at the end of the season. We're no world beaters by any means. But we got a little bit of momentum there with the UCD game, the Galway game, the Kevin Teeley game. And then all of a sudden, you had no focus for 3 weeks, and it was very difficult to manage. Is that the reason? We're hopeful it's part of the reason, and that will bring us on Friday night. But only time will tell was that the reason. But that itself was difficult to manage. There's no point in saying it. We sat for 3 weeks waiting for a knockout game, effectively. I don't think it's happened. I don't know any country that would be the structure in it. And in hindsight, we may be better giving them a week off and come back in, you know, refreshed and ready to go. But we didn't go for that. We went to keep them in, and just disappointing that we'd gone back a lot since the Kevin Teeley game.
Yeah. You did mention the fact that the supporters played such a big part last Friday night in helping Harps get back into the game. And I'm sure this Friday night they probably even have a bigger part to play.
Yeah, they were mighty. They were brilliant up there, especially when we were 1-0 down. And they were patient, very, very boisterous and vociferous, if that's the right word. But we need them out in their numbers on Friday, and we need them to be patient. We could go a goal down here. Without doubt, we could go a goal down against Drogheda with the quality they have attacking-wise. But, you know, we're hopeful over if it's 120 minutes that we can maybe grind something out. But they're excellent up there. And, you know, especially when we went 1-0 down, they kept Genus on and played a huge part in us getting out of their result. And we'll have a massive part to play come Friday night. You know, we need everything going away. We need refereeing decisions. You know, the other side of it is that Mikey Place had a goal disallowed that was touch and go from a corner kick. You know, we need those decisions going for us to try and progress. And we need every man, woman and child out on Friday to try and get us over the line.